What is going on, NASCAR Nation, ladies and gentlemen? This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Welcome back to another edition of the podcast. You're truly Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, for the latest of all of NASCAR, talking about the Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And remember what I did last week, separate the three series? Well, we're going to do the same thing this week, beginning this episode with the Truck Series 3Wide. We're going to go to the low side for tonight edition of the podcast. Before I talk trucks for a little bit on this episode, of course, you can find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3 and the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Y'all know what it is. Find it wherever you listen to your sports or NASCAR podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast grooving into the month of May. This truck race, I tell you, this truck race got really, really sort of weird towards the end of this race. Obviously, this had basically everything in it. Obviously, the story coming in to the series, to this race, was the dominant factor, dominance of Kyle Busch Motorsports. It was on pretty much full display again last Friday night in South Carolina, pretty much until the big one changed the game completely around, and we had ourselves a new winner in 2021 and a new team getting off the schneid here. But yeah, John Nemechek there, Chandler Smith, and Mr. Heim, I believe his name is Corey Heim, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to run through this rundown here when we get to it here in the back here in this episode, but I think it's Corey Heim. I'm pretty sure it is. I might be wrong about that. We're going to roll with it for now. But Corey Heim was very, very impressive in that 51 truck. That 51 truck obviously has been absolutely rolling here in 2021, obviously. And the fact of the matter is, they're trying to go over 5 in a row, and it looked like they're going to do it. No question about it. They look like they're in for sure going to do it. Until Austin Hill had some other plans in mind there, getting into the back of JH there on the restart there, which caused some 15 to 20 truck pile up right there and really changed everything else. It felt like Talladega out there. It looked like for sure Talladega out there in the underlights there in South Carolina. And then Sheldon Creed, obviously, who mentioned it in his post-game interview there, did not have the best truck, and then held the competition off, last man standing to win the race right there. Sheldon Creed, all in one piece, won the LiftKitsForLess.com 200 in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series at Darlington Raceway last Friday night. His first win of the season. And this, the stat was thrown around during the KC race last weekend for the trucks. GMS had not won a race. They won like over half the races last year. And finally getting off the side. And folks, I did not mention this last week in the truck episode. This was the first of 3 races for the Triple Truck Challenge there. And next up is, for the trucks anyways, is the Circuit of Americas, a.k.a. COTA, for them in 10 days as I'm recording this podcast right now. Of course, Sheldon Creed's first win at Darlington, and it's win number 6 for Creed in his short truck series win as well. And you add this, speaking of the Triple Truck Challenge, he pocketed $50,000 in the bank with that win for the first leg of the Triple Truck Challenge. And next time, obviously, it's race number 2 in this 3 race format here, as Creed will look to double up on that in less than a week and a half there in Texas. Boy, that's going to be some scene down there. Obviously, we've heard rave reviews of the COTA, and boy, oh boy, I cannot wait to see what it looks like. Well, obviously, I've seen testing and everything else, but man, that track looking down there in Austin, which is roughly, gotta say, 6 hours away from where I'm living out here in the MHK, Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah, baby, that's gonna be something right there as well. John Hunter Nemechek, who started on the pole in this race, led 65 laps, and he did win stage two. But yep, like I said, 15 to 20 truck pileup. Exactly 17 trucks were involved in that. There, John Nemechek there. And the thing of it, what set that up was some of the field stayed out while other trucks pitted. That caused a big time, you know what, on the racetrack there. And then here, 12 cautions for 60 yellow flag laps. And I thought for a moment, you know, obviously you're trying to clean up the, obviously there's been issues with too many wasted laps with cautions and whatnot. I thought for this night, I thought it was a little bit, and then obviously the caution that forced the final restart there. I don't know which truck that was. I think it was actually in the Xfinity series there. They brought out the caution there anyways. But anyways there, Johnny Nemechek was involved in that. He still finished in the top 10. Todd Gillen was also involved a little bit in that, I believe it shows here in my notes. He finished in the 15th spot. He did win the opening stage. That, I believe, marked his first playoff point of the year for Todd Gillen as well. But it's some impressive runs, though, seriously. Corey Heim, I mentioned a little while ago, was very impressive, and he rocketed to what, second or third at one point. But man, I'm impressed with I'm probably going to get it wrong again here, but Carson Hocevar, I believe that I've been calling him Hochaver, but it's Hocevar, Carson Hocevar. Man, that truck was a rocket all night long. He too really impressed me. He's impressed me in some sequences this year in the Truck Series race. He ended up finishing in the third spot. That was his career best to this point. Hocevar was absolutely outstanding. He and Corey Heim, even though Heim got involved in that, and I believe somebody got called to the trailer. I believe it was him. Either him or Chandler Smith. One of the Kyle Busch Motorsports trucks got called to the hauler after the fact there. So not night to remember there on that front. Take a look here real quick after I drop this in here.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Already Mark Sheldon Creed, the winner of this race. And of course, he becomes the third different truck series winner this year. Previously, Ben Rhodes and John Nemechek been winning most of the races, or actually all the races, except for the Cup guys, who's been in the 51 of KBM. At least for now, GMS silenced that and breaks the streak of Kyle Busch Motorsports there with that win there. And Ben Rhodes, Ben Rhodes was also in trouble in the stage three there, and I thought he wasn't going to get back up there. But again, with what that huge mess in the third to last restart there, escaped that, and all of a sudden he felt like he had a shot to win it there. Of course, Ben Rhodes, the last year's winner at Darlington, came up a spot short there. He finished second. Of course, Hocevar third. Matt Crafton truck was way off all night long, and he somehow finishes in the fourth spot. Grant Emmer, quiet fifth. For him, Johnny Sauter, sixth. Timmy Hill, there in the seventh spot there. Like I said, JH finished eighth. Austin Wayne Self had himself a night as well. He was in the back in the top 10 for half the night as well. Jordan Anderson rounds out the top 10 there for that three truck. Great run for him as well. So Austin Wayne Self, Jordan Anderson there, great runs for that team. Ryan Truex finished in 11th, and a special appearance by Ryan Reed in one of them GMS trucks finished in the 12th spot. Austin Hill rallied back to finish 13th. Tyler Incomum 14th, and your top 15 is Todd Gillen, like I mentioned a few moments ago, here in the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, the Truck Edition episode. Some notables here for you guys here. Zane Smith, who started third, ended up 16th. Eric Darnell, have I ever heard this name before? This has been a minute since I heard of his name, or actually seen and heard of his name, watching the truck race the other day. Hey, that name sounds familiar. Darnell finishes 17th. Timothy Peters, 19th. Haley Deegan, who tacked a wall late, 20th for her. Spencer Boyd's going to be making a significant start at COTA. He finishes 22nd there. Corey Heim, 23rd there for him. Jennifer Jo Cobb, 24th. Stuart Friesen, he had a chance to get up there and race for the win there. He got caught up in a late wreck there, and he finished in the 25th spot. Tanner Gray, 33rd. Derek Krause, rough spring continues, 35th there, and that's kind of a notable look around for the Darlington race in the Truck Series race right there as well. So the Truck Series next race, obviously, is in 10 days. That's in another 2 weeks as well. Eddie Greer, the third, EG3 podcast, 3Wide, rolling along here. Here again, focusing, this episode obviously focuses on the trucks here for a few more minutes on the show. Appreciate y'all for downloading to. I know you guys listen to you guys, this is a little bit of a different format, a little bit, but hey, I seem to like it. It kind of spreads it out a little bit, but you're still going to get your over 50 minute cut recap, which that's going to come later on prior to Dover weekend. Of course, the trucks are off this weekend, and it's the Xfinity Series in the Cup Series doing battle at the Monster Mile here this weekend. Take a look at the points here. Overall here, John Hunter-Nemechek leads by 46 over Ben Rhodes. Sheldon Creed is third. Austin Hill, fourth. Matt Crafton, fifth. Todd Gillen, Stuart Friesen, Grant Infinger, Zane Smith, Johnny Sauter rounds out the top 10 right there in the mix right there. So we've heard a familiar voice in the booth last weekend for the Truck Series race, none other than Greg Biffle. Of course, Greg Biffle, of course, either it was last year or the year before last, win that big time race at Texas. Actually, I think it was last year that he won the opener of the Triple Challenge, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, he said he wants to run some more races here. Interesting enough as well. So that's a little bit of a development story right there. We'll keep an eye on that as well. And then Thor Sport Racing will add another truck this summer as Ty Majeski, folks, will drive that fifth entry for Thor Sport Racing. Obviously, for those of you who don't know, Thor Sport has originally four trucks in the Camping World Truck Series. They're going to be adding on a fifth when the series goes to Charlotte and Nashville later on this summer as well. And Jordan Anderson will partner with Arrive Austin for next weekend's huge anticipated debut at COTA as well. And I mentioned Spencer Boyd. He's going to make it his 100th start at COTA. So there's a lot of significance that are going on there. Spencer Boyd's going to make his 100th career truck series start. That is huge for Spencer Boyd there. Of course, the former Talladega winner there at, over there in the truck series there as well. So looking, and also I want to go back to another familiar name. I talked about Eric Darnell. I haven't heard his name a little bit. This guy got lost in the stuff a little bit there. I can't believe I overlooked him a little bit, but this guy right here, Eric Ryan Reed, former Speedway ace in the Xfinity series. Where has this guy been over the past couple of seasons? He made an appearance in the truck series last Friday night there, and I thought that was interesting there. He's getting a look there in the truck series as well. He won, what, three races, something like that. He owned
co-owned at one point Daytona in the Xfinity Series, and it's actually sad that he's not in a ride. That's kind of puzzling to me. Obviously, you know, with prior to the pandemic and whatnot, we haven't even heard this dude whatsoever, and then obviously he pops out of nowhere. I missed him on the entry list last week there. So, very interesting there that he does not have a ride. I would probably keep an eye on him. Maybe he'll sneak up somewhere down the line for another race or two somewhere in the Capable World Truck Series. But yeah, Sheldon Creed, more importantly though, Sheldon Creed GMS puts an end to the role of Kyle Busch Motorsports for the time being, as the series will go down to Austin coming up here in another week and a half. Of course, this episode of the Truck Series Recap of Darlington will come out tomorrow night. So be out and look out for that. Of course, I'll be recording the Xfinity Series, of course, tomorrow night as well. And of course, you get your cup as well. But if you have not checked out the recent episodes of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, we put a close to the Truck Series Recap from Darlington Raceway. Please go back and check that out. Obviously, the Cup Series recaps for the last couple weeks came out on Sunday, including the LeVar Scott interview. Please, folks, if you have not downloaded that episode / interview, please do that as well. I usually separate the interview there, but with busyness and time restraints last week, I had to put it all together, so I did that as well, and it turned out pretty good. That was a stellar interview with LeVar Scott. Please do download it, interview it, tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, and go back and listen to that as well if you missed out on any other episodes of the podcast. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for now on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Of course, you know how I can do it. The EG3 helmet sticker will be on the main edition of the podcast. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Sheldon Creed holds on to win at Darlington.
To the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts: Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.